2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Kicking fans, my name's Private Aaron, PV Aaron on Slack. You can find me anytime on Slack if you have any questions when it comes to kickers. This pod's going to be a little different than what we normally do. Unfortunately, Boomer's Daddy, the normal host of the show, the man who knows no bounds, had a little bit of bound issues. His computer's kind of not working out for him this week. So that leaves me to solo pod for you. Now, with that said, I'm hoping to produce a fairly good and quick pod. Since there won't be any banter back and forth, that shouldn't be too hard. We're going to jump right into reviewing last week's kickers. Overall, for the main slate, it was a pretty lazy day. The highest scoring kicker on the main slate was 14 points from Bryant. The lowest scoring kicker was Gostkowski, as far as my list is concerned. He scored a big fat zero. Who would have thought New England could be shut out at home? I did not, which is why I had Gostkowski as a cash kicker. Obviously, if you had Gostkowski, that did not work out for you. But I don't think that's going to be a problem going forward with Brady coming back. We should start getting more and more love from Gostkowski. We did have one big hit on my list, Novak, who was one of our cheapy 4,500 kickers, hit for 12 points. Anytime you can get a kicker on the bottom to hit the second highest total, the only person who hit higher than him was Bryant, and Carpenter tied him for 12. It's a pretty good day. There were some other kickers who did well, Lambeau for 11, Huska for 11. As far as my list go, I was basically 8, 9, 7, somewhere in there. If you pick somebody from my list, you probably weren't disappointed. You might not have been thrilled, but nobody killed you. So I'm not going to really keep focusing on last week, only because, well, let's get into this week. There's nobody. It's really not as much fun doing these pods without the banter, because how do I get to yell at Keith for something? Although I do have to give Keith props. He did pick Bryant, and Bryant was the highest kicker on the main slate. So, I hate him. But I love him, and that's okay. I'm gonna do a quick plug for myself. If you're not a member of the Army and you want to get a hold of me, ask me any questions, you can hit me up on Twitter. Ask me in advance. Twitter's the last thing I checked throughout the day. By the time I'm awake, because of my schedule, I usually take about a half an hour to 45 minutes just to catch up on everything that's happened in Slack. And then Twitter comes shortly thereafter. But you can hit me up, DFS Army, PV Aaron. Any questions you have, season long, weekly fantasy, I'm happy to help you out with anything you want. This is, by the way, the Daily Dispatch brought to you by the DFSArmy.com. I should have thrown that in earlier. Keith always does those things, so another thing that I'm going to miss him for. Maybe we can all pull together and send him a new hard drive. I think that would be a wonderful gift for a wonderful guy who brings you all sorts of wonderful fantasy advice. And I'm only sucking up to him because he kicked my butt with that Bryant call last week. So, moving on. This week, I actually have... When I first looked at the slate, there were a lot of kickers who I did not like. Sorry, there's no good way to mute butts in my mic, so if I cough, I'm going to have to cough. Anyways, there weren't very many kickers I really liked. Looking into the slate, though, more, I did start to find a few I enjoyed more and more. I'm not going to go over all of them. Again, you can go to DFSArmy.com. /2016/10/kickers-corner.html and find them all right there on my list with my paragraph description of why I like them, which, by the way, this is one of the few places where you actually get a description of why the person likes them. A lot of the other sites just tell you which kickers to pick and tell you to go pick them. I find that to be just lazy. And that's another self-plug for me. The nice thing about doing this by myself is I get to totally self-plug myself as much as I want. And who's going to stop me? Unfortunately, nobody. So we're going to move on. I'm going to pick my favorite cash play for the week. I'm going to pick my favorite cash plus play and my favorite GPP plus play. And then, like I said, I've got more on the site. I'm not going to give you any off my list kickers like Keith normally would or Boomer's Daddy normally would, and that's simply because they're not on my list and I don't like them. That's just the way it is. Although, again, anybody not on the list can still go off, so feel free to use whoever you want. The reason I give you this list is because these are the kickers I feel the most comfortable with, able to score points and not give us a goose egg. For example, I am going to go a little on the bottom of the list with my least favorite play. I don't actually know why I put him on there other than matchup. But Sukup, 4,500, got him listed as a GPP play. He's got a good matchup being with Tennessee. Tennessee's defense could actually be something in play here as well. So you could get the stack correlation of GPP defense with GPP kicker. He's only 4,500, making him dirt cheap. But the man doesn't get kicks. Generally speaking, Tennessee moves the ball with DeMarco Murray and Walker, or they don't move the ball at all. And when they move the ball, they tend to get in that end zone. But the problem is they don't tend to move the ball very often. Last week, they had their record for the season of 20 points. So, I mean, you can play Sukup if you want. He's got a... I don't even know if I'm saying his name right. Sorry if I butcher it. You can play him, but you're going to need a lot of luck for it. But he did make the list as a GPP play for 4,500. FanDuel finally kind of fixed some of this kicking priceage. For example, Hopkins is no longer 4,500. He finally made it up to 4,700. Still, you have to pay 200 more. Of course, he comes in with one of the worst matchups he could have. Considering Baltimore has been pretty decent on a defense, so as far as a price-raising move, the matchup doesn't necessarily lock in. The plus side is Baltimore's not a big necessarily scoring offense. That can change each week, but it should mean that Washington's close. Hopkins becomes a GPP plus play and stays my favorite GPP plus play until he puts up a few more crap games. He managed 8 points for his lowest total last week. He has 4 kicks from 40 yards or more. He doesn't have any 50-yard kicks, and that does worry me. It's part of the reason he's only GPP plus is because he just is not getting those long-distance kicks. But that doesn't mean he can't kick them. But yeah, so he is my favorite GPP plus. For my favorite cash plus, we'll go for cash first. We'll go Nugent is a close second. One thing about Nugent is this game will be close. He's only 4,600, and he has more field goal attempts than pretty much anybody this season. I think he has more than anybody. I think he's the number one kicker with 13 attempts and 12 made. Which are really good numbers, making him a fairly safe bet, especially since the offense he's going to be facing in Dallas means they should be able to throw the ball well, but whenever you get to a red zone and you have a decent run defense like Dallas has, and that leaves you one-dimensional with the pass, if they're able to shut down A.J. Green, since they don't have their tight end, it will mean more shots for Nugent to kick. So he is also right there with the GPP plus favorite of Hopkins. Almost slightly, probably a little bit more, actually, if you really think about it, just because he is kicking as well as he's kicking. Hopkins I like because I don't think Washington will score as many touchdowns as Cincinnati could. And that always means more chances for the kicker. But then again, Cincinnati's not been really scoring touchdowns super well, which is part of the reason. Not scoring well. They're getting a lot of attempts, but they do stall out, giving their kicker plenty of shots. For cash, my favorite this week is going to be Tucker. He is a little bit of a high price play. He's got $5,000 salary on FanDuel, but he's got Washington at home. Baltimore is pretty good at moving the ball. Triple S, the old man who is amazing at his age. I honestly can barely walk as fast as that man can run, or I can barely run as fast as that man can walk. I stole that from Slack, by the way. But he's an older guy who has plenty of life left in his football career. It's kind of fun to watch. That's totally something else, though. You guys want wide receiver picks. Kevin's pod should be releasing. Actually, it should have already been released before mine will, since I'm going solo on this one. But Baltimore moves the ball pretty well. Washington's got a pretty soft defense. They'll be able to run the ball. They'll be able to throw the ball. He's getting a very solid number of kicks. He's got a really good shot at going 10-plus this week. He's kicking from distance. He's kicking accurately. And he honestly could be one of the top five kickers this week. He very well could be one of the top two kickers this week. The game spread is only 3.5 points, and the overall total is 44.5 for the over-under, which means we've got a decent enough game here. And then you could even GPP stack Tucker with Baltimore defense for a little bit of a risky upside play, since Baltimore's defense has actually been pretty solid overall this season. So that's my favorite cash play. And then my favorite cash plus play for the week is old man Ventinary, 4,700. Indy is a 4.5 favorite with an over-under sitting at 47.5. Ventinary has been kicking the ball about as well as you could hope for. He is one of the highest scoring kickers really so far this season. He has 3 kicks from 50 plus. So even when he's limited in the number of kicks he's getting, he is getting some decent range. And if he's getting decent range, that means he's getting points with less kicks needed. And that's nice, because remember, volume kickers are even riskier than non-volume kickers, because volume kickers need the game flow to go in their direction over and over and over and over and over again, whereas a distance kicker just needs the ball to fall there twice, and he can easily value out. He has 8 field goals on the system with 3 from 50, 3 from 40 to 49. So that means 6 out of his 8 field goals have been 4 points or 5 points, single point kick, which you really just, that's great. It would be nice if he had a few more kicks going, but he does have the 11th most kicks and for any kicker this season so far. So he's 11th most kicks overall. He's hitting quite near the top for plus 50. He's hitting quite near the top for 40 to 49. Doesn't need a lot of kicks to go his way. High scoring game. As long as Indy keeps this game competitive, which they see no reason they shouldn't, you're looking at a chance at, you know, easy 12, 13, 14, 15 points. And if he just gets, you know, if he has 3 kicks from 50 in the same game, you're looking at one hell of a score that would even give you that GPP edge. So that's Ventinary there for you. Boswell technically is still in a wonderful matchup, but he's still on my fade list. I'm not going to start playing him until I can see Boswell being needed. I'm thinking more when we get a little bit colder weather going, he'll start to hit again. He was really hot last season once we got to the cold weather, and I think that's going to continue. We are also now adding Bailey to my temporary fade list. He's apparently been hurt for the last 2 weeks. This information would be nice, but they didn't release anything until this week. But he's having some back issues. Dallas is actually giving some tryouts for some new kickers. One of which would be Gold from the old Chicago kicker, another old accurate kicker. So one who would come in and be a solid play for us if he did. If he does start this week, obviously he won't be on FanDuel because the pricing's already released. But that does give you some great wiggle room. So I apparently somehow paused my recording software, so I don't know exactly where I left. Anyway, so I normally only give you the main slate. I only cover the main slate. That's really all I play. It's nothing against the other slates. The contest I just tend to like are main slate. I really like the single entry, large entry, single entry, some multi-entering here and there. But you don't really get a lot of that on any slate other than the main slate for FanDuel. And I love the three max the max three entry GPPs. Those are some of my favorite to play in. They're definitely some of my favorite to cash in. Still haven't cashed big in one yet, but that will hopefully change this week. I have had some good caches though, using them. So with all of that said, I do want to cover on the Sunday night, Monday night, the prime time slate. It's two games. And the reason I wanted to cover it is because I want you to have just an idea of on that little if you're going to run those GPPs, somewhere to look at. Sunday night we have access to what do we have access to? We have access to sorry, I switched tabs and now I can't find the tab I need. That's usually how that works. So Sunday night we have access to a pretty decent GPP punt, but somebody I'm not thrilled with. We do have Crosby. He's a great kicker. He's Green Bay's kicker, but he's not really been used this season. Some of that has to do with Green Bay's struggles, and then the fact that Green Bay, like Pitt, is doing that, having a hard time moving the ball, and then having no issue scoring the ball, having a hard time moving the ball, having no issue scoring the ball. So he's not been really used. If you're going to play the slate, I think the best kicker you're going to grab is going to be Gano. He's got some wonderful opportunity to kick the ball, and I definitely think if you're playing that slate, that's the way you're gonna want to go. Again, if you have any questions, you can hit up my dfsarmy.com. Kickers Corner, it's free, it's always free, it's here to help just get you an idea on kickers. You can also hit me up on Twitter at DFS Army PV Aaron. Ask me questions, follow me if you want. I don't tend to put a lot out on Twitter. I'm an old man. I'm still getting whole used to this Twitter thing, but that doesn't mean we can't I can't answer your questions. Just like I said, make sure you get them in well before game time because it's the last thing I check. So I hope you enjoyed your short one-man show. I was going to do voices for you until I remembered I suck at voices. You're welcome. But I will talk to you all again next week, hopefully with Boomer's Daddy back because I know you guys turn in for tune in for him because why wouldn't you? He's a wonderful guy. And I'm done sucking up this week because Bryant went off. Next week it'll be back to how I am better than him, just the way it should be. Anyways, I hope you all have yourselves a wonderful night. Thanks for listening.